Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Flores, flores para los muertos.
That's from Streetcar Named Desire. I'll never forget it. Because I asked the director, what's that mean? Flowers for the dead. I don't remember lines then, I have in the play, but I remember.
Did he invite you back to his place?
Last second tickets for Thanksgiving could cost $400 more than they do now, and $500 more for last-minute Christmas flights, so don't wait too long.
This is good advice, because I was going to fly to Baltimore for the holidays, and now I think I'm just going to drive.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
Now, there is talk about voting Dan Snyder out of the league.
I'm hearing that they want to take him out. And I don't mean lose the team.
Oh.
I'm talking about right there with Jimmy Hoffa underneath Giant Stadium. You can't blackmail from the grave, my grandmother told me that.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
We are heard all over the place. Lincoln City, Oregon, Tarrytown, New York, Durham, North Carolina, Nottingham, England, Medford, Massachusetts, and Ostrava in the Czech Republic. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're happy to be with you. Don't know what you're experiencing up there. We are getting a little bit of a cool snap down here.
Ooh,
60 yeah. degrees-ish in the morning, believe it or not,
it
is cool for us.
Though.
That does sound nice. It was freezing.
It's weird.
Freezing in Manassas this morning, literally.
It's weird here because it's weird here, and it's hard to believe. When you get weather like this, that just 2-3 weeks ago, we were dealing with the worst of tropical weather that you can possibly get. And so we persevere. And today I want to talk a little bit about Florida and the new Florida that I live in. It's kind of a strange world. The amount of people, the sheer numbers of people that I believe, and I'm guessing, because I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that the rebuilding effort down here is so significant that is spiking the work traffic that we get. I take my kid to school at about 7:15 in the morning, and never quite seen it like this. It's not when all the snowbirds are down here yet. So I would assume it's the rebuilding, which is it's so daunting and it's so monumental for people down here that. It's hard to get your head around it when you really think about the number of square miles with work that has to be done. But I tell you this, and I'm not basing it on any imperial data that I have. I just am basing this on the way people are down here. You can say a lot of mean things about Florida, but when it comes to getting things cleaned up and getting work done to repair homes and work like that, I just think we're going to kick ass. I do. I think you're going to see Sanibel Island get back on their feet quicker. I think you can see Fort Myers Beach begin the process and move as fast as something like that could go. And I'm optimistic, but man, oh man, oh man, the different license plates. You just don't get many people down here from Nebraska. And especially a work truck from Nebraska.
So, I
think maybe people are working down
it. Any of it could be complicated by people coming back to work from after COVID, because I know stuff is thickened up here.
I don't think you understand how a Cat 5 hurricane works.
No, Oscar, because I'm too stupid. Do you think you want to draw me a picture?
Comes into town, wipes everything out.
Right.
So people coming back to work really isn't a factor.
Okay, thank you. I was just asking, okay?
It just is, it's still... There are areas, the areas that are the worst down here, the average person can't see. But I've got a negative about Florida and TV, but if we can take a moment here, I've got a surprise for you. Very exciting. Halloween is just around the corner.
Yes.
And debuting his Halloween costume right now.
Let's do it.
Let's bring in... Whatever it is, he is.
Oh,
oh, my God.
Come on up to the microphone. Can you? I'm going to help you stand up so they can see the bottom of you, see your legs. Can you stand up on that stool? Bring that stool over.
This
and then
is interesting.
I'll hold you.
What the dog doing?
All right, hold on a second.
Oh,
stay
he's
up there.
Yeah,
I got
look
you.
At him.
All right, hold on a second. I want to pan out a little bit.
This is,
there we go.
Yeah, this
wow.
is, yeah, this is
there
great.
There he is. There
I love
is.
It. Look at this guy.
It's sort of that's like a fish head.
It's like a Fortnite fish.
Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah.
By
oh,
the way,
it's
I
Michael.
Think you can see
oh,
my
there he
incredible.
Is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we didn't know who that was.
Yeah.
You can see my amazingly elaborate studio.
Yeah. I see your.
I see your piano
I've
and your
I've
wipes.
A, I've a, and my drums. And I said, thanks for noticing the wipes. Oh, just like always the fan, always the fan.
No.
You will always look at it like those people when I post online. By the way, are those disinfectant wipes there? You kill me. Anyway, let me bring it in here a little bit. All right. And we'll
before we
here.
Delve into it, Mike, do you know what it is, or is it just a thing to you?
I too? Have no earthly idea what it is, but yeah, take the mask off now and come right up to the microphone.
Yeah.
But want to get the headphones on so you can talk to the guys? All right.
I'm still loving that haircut he has. It looks great.
They're right here. They're right here. Wait. Here. Here.
No, that.
Here. These.
Dude, he's going to roll over his feet in 2 seconds. Poor these guy. Yours.
Those headphones would fit inside
can I
the mask.
Do a thing?
Go ahead. Put the put the headphones on and then ask your
can
question.
Can I ask you?
You can ask me.
Yeah, he'll entertain a question.
Into the mic. Into the mic. Into
Michael,
the mic.
Put into the headphones mic. On, listen, and then ask me a question into the microphone. You know, that's the only way I can hear you. Yes?
My question is...
Right in there.
My question... my yes. question is...
Yes, sir.
Can I want to play you guys a...
Oh, you want to play Christmas music?
Yeah. I was wondering if I can like connect these.
You can
headphones.
Probably stretch over
yeah.
there.
There's an explosion of holidays.
No, 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 no. You don't have time to do it.
So I can. You can
yeah,
it
go
in.
Over there. Yeah, yeah. We got plenty of cord. Go yep. on. No, you can keep your headphones on.
Mike,
you
this is like a dream come on. True for you, where you have like a lounge pianist
yeah,
in
like,
your
it's
studio.
Like it's Halloween and the holidays.
Yeah, it's all almost right, like
play,
he's at a
play some of your hits
at a show bar.
I love it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's listen. Oh, by the way, let me see if I can.
Mike, and will you favor us with a song?
No, I won't. Oh. But thank you. All right, they're the disinfectant wipes. There we go. All right, what are you? What are you going to be playing? This is. I need this so much today. This is truly special, man. All right, go ahead. Go. Okay, I'll shut up. Can you hear it?
Yes. Can you name that tune, Oscar?
Little delay.
Frosty
thank you,
snowman.
Michael
yep.
Sean.
There you go, Frosty
I'm
the Snowman.
I'm Michael Sean. That's Michael Williams. All right, let me go.
It's Jingle Bells.
Back to where it is.
And how do you say Jingle Bells in Spanish?
Oh, I don't know that. I'd be making that up.
Because
Castanedes.
Yeah, I was trying to remember what does he
from Lucy.
Say. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
it
absolutely? Come over here. Come over here. All right.
You stop
moving that camera around a
what's
lot.
What's the costume? We just went from Halloween to Christmas.
That's right.
I know. What's the costume?
Fish stick.
A fish stick?
He's a fish stick?
It's his name in Fortnite is actually
yes.
fish stick.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I knew. You're fish stick.
Oh, it's I thought he was stick? Doing some fish stick.
I thought you were doing fish stick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So tell me about fish stick. What's special about
it? Is it stick, S-T-I-C-K, or shtick?
S-C-H. S-T-I-C-K.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
like a
got
the proper snack.
Yeah, but if you told people you were fish stick, that would be a funny joke in itself.
You'd have to
what's
tell
the,
a joke,
what's,
though.
What's the smutch you got on
that's
your...
There. That's
barbecue
there.
Sauce?
Is that
the
there
best
on
of
the
us.
Is yeah. that there on the real skin?
Yeah.
Right in the microphone.
So,
No, it can be happy medium is what we go for here.
So
right?
what he is...
Yeah,
it,
right
he
there.
He basically has. He's meant to be the Fortnite's funniest character.
Yeah. Just like on the show, you're the funniest cast member. I love it.
I'm gonna go get the mask. And I'm gonna show you why.
Okay.
All right. He's
okay. He took a compliment. I appreciate it. That's affirmative.
He's into his.
Yeah.
At the end of the microphone, while you're doing,
so
I'll hold
you
up the mask.
So you know how it's kind of like derpy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's derpy?
Like.
derp a lot of times is put on a meme if someone's eyes are crossed, if they look like they're just a little goofy, a little off.
Into the mic.
And so you see how its eyes are all the way on the side.
Yeah.
And you know how his lips are big and he's meant to.
Yeah. He looks kind of like a goofball.
Yeah.
Because he is.
Oh, he's
because he's derpy.
Yeah.
Can I show you what dance he does?
Sure. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
Do you want to stand up on your...
Yeah, we got to zoom out here.
No, don't put it there. Thank you.
Mm.
All right. Oh! Is that you? That's his double-jointed dance.
No, that's the dance he does.
Oh, he does that dance?
Yeah, it's the fish schtick.
Yeah. All right. That's that. Boy, you are ready to perform today. Yeah.
Show business.
You know, I jotted this down at the last minute because I thought it might be fun.
Yeah.
Are you taking it off now? All right. Thank you. That was a wonderful show.
Well yes, done.
I enjoy
well
that. Done. Is there anything else you want to say before you go?
Hasta luego. And bye, duties.
Okay.
So long.
Buenas tardes.
So long. To all of you duties out there.
Yeah.
Bye.
All the duty maniacs.
He's the goofiest character in all of Fortnite.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
We'll throw the football later, okay? All right. Love you. All right. See you later.
Do you have a costume for that? When you
Rob, throwing the football is we go outside and I throw the football to my son.
You know, I understand that, but can you explain what it's like to have a father at home? That's what I don't get.
Oh, that's so sad.
Well, you did see him on weekends, sad. I thought.
Occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I wasn't in a costume.
Got it. Did he ever take you trick or treating?
No. No.
No, tell me he did. Come on, please.
No, by the
not
time,
even on Halloween honestly, he didn't post.
By the time he was out of there, I could trick or treat on my own.
But I mean,
he didn't come and say, I got you this year, Robbie.
No, you know what? One time my mom was working late at night, an evening shift, and he was handing out candy at the house, but I went out trick or treating. So I take it back.
That's strange.
So he was.
Why would he come to your house and go trick or treating?
No, because we needed someone at the house to hand out to other trick or treaters. So he was manning home base while I was out.
That's fascinating.
You know, it's funny because I mean, I go back. You read a lot online now about it's the version of they've done bits on it in years past. Where, mm-hmm. When I was a boy, I walked to school 13 miles. And we're now doing the same thing, but it's done on Facebook because Facebook is arguably the most decrepit of all the social media sites
the ones
now.
That still exist. Yeah.
It's where the old people stay
mm-hmm.
because we got used to it. We got in the habit, myself included, but you get that version of in my day and you see a lot of people do it, like for example, but I can say, cause I got a podcast, I don't need to post it.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween, when I'm sure that I was 7 or 8 on, was not follow the kids in the car or walk with the parents. Parents were home having a cider and vodka or whatever they were drinking, and we were on our own. Halloween in my town was go out and make mischief. And when you get to a certain age, I didn't like it. I never liked it. I never dug it.
Because of the
it.
Danger
never,
of getting caught? Or
no, maybe I
it's
think
tough
it
to
was
wear
the,
cool costumes when you're a little... chubby kid.
Understood.
Yeah.
I wasn't a chubby kid, though.
Oh, sorry.
I wasn't a fat kid at
he
all.
He might have been talking to me. It was another thing I don't understand. I'm going to make a list of all the things I don't understand today.
No, he was saying it to me.
I was saying it to me.
He imagines me being, you know what Oscar imagines me being? The kid in Bad Santa. That's what Oscar pictures me.
Oh, well,
the advent calendar?
I thought perhaps... A younger you, he might be thinking like...
I'm on my effing break.
Pugsley Adams in the reboot of the Addams Family,
now,
too.
Mike, you've made it very clear that you... And we saw that one picture when you were at the house in Maine on the porch with your shirt tucked in, probably freshman year in college. You were svelte, in shape.
Well, no, yes. I was just starting the journey of fatitude.
If you want skinny
when that
Mike,
picture was taken.
You have to go to the Disney World picture where he's wearing the sport jacket.
Got it.
Yeah, but that's average. I was an average kid. Yeah. I probably would
you
look
weren't
like
husky.
Husky.
He wasn't husky.
No, not in
I was.
Kid.
I was.
I forgot. I lost my turn of effing.
You were talking about how Facebook is decrepit and we're talking about the way Halloween
so
used to
be. So you get
be.
The idea of going out was very quickly on, everybody was a hobo.
Yes.
Everybody, nobody wore a costume anymore. And it was go out and throw eggs at cars. That's what we did.
Now, you didn't do any trick-or-treating?
When I was younger, but then when you get to a certain age, you've got all these kids of the same age, you know, tons of them. I mean, my town was just wall-to-wall kids of my age. That's what people did in the burbs. And we all went out and tried to get into trouble, toilet papering people's houses and stuff like that. That's what it was. I was going to say trick or treat, but well, no supervision whatsoever.
You were into the tricks, not the treats.
I, you know, the kids were, but I hated it.
I never did the mischief. I was all about the candy.
It's more fun also when you...
I bet he was big into mischief.
No, it's fun. My brother's 4 years older than me, so we got to go trick-or-treating together. My sister didn't go with us.
Did you call it Halloween, or was it like Muerta or something like that?
Día de los Muertos? No, exactly. No. My mom would call it Halloween.
Flores para los muertos.
That's from Streetcar Named Desire. Yes. I'll never forget it. Because I asked the director, what's that mean? Flowers for the dead. Oh, I never forgot that one. I don't remember lines then, I have in the play, but I remember.
Did he invite you back to his place?
How about a fresca? Yeah, so you went out with your 4 year older brother. I didn't go out. My sister didn't take me along.
Yeah, so my brother, well, in the Latin community, the kids raise the younger sibling.
Exactly.
So my brother did a lot that he probably didn't want to do. Even in high school, he would take me out. Like, you have to take your brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that did not help his dating life. So I
no, I think I was a pain in the ass for my older sister. Yeah. I think that's why that's what the relationship is today.
Yeah.
I'll get the spoiled brat younger sibling thing from my sister to this very day.
That's sweet.
And she that is sweet. I say that. I didn't get any. It was really... And I'm going to digress here a little bit and reflect on my trip up to Boston. It was one of the sweeter times we've had together. And it gives me great joy and satisfaction that my brother-in-law and my sister enjoy the company of my wife so much.
That's excellent.
When we are together, the four of us, it is truly a good time. It's always laughing. But as far as the sibling relationships, you know, I wasn't even in the picture. She was all long done with that when I was trick-or-treating age. You know, because there was a 7-year, I'd like to point out now more than ever, a 7-year separation.
I mean, you're 10, she's 17.
Exactly.
Yeah,
she's
that's
getting
huge.
Ready to go to college.
When
know?
I was crazy. When I was young, we had a horrible neighborhood for trick-or-treating because, you know, not many houses on the street and nobody my age.
Were you rural when you were young?
Well, remember you lived with Big Daddy.
It wasn't rural per se, but it was not a development. There was only like, when I was growing up there, maybe 10 houses on the street and a lot of
yards. Now it's just a sea of development.
Yeah. Multi-million-dollar
homes. But in second or third grade, when we moved to Vienna to Mosby's Landing, which is the brownest development in the brownest city.
Named after the general?
Of course. Yes. I'm sure.
Which general? Do you know the general by any chance?
General Mosby. Oh, God. What was his first name? But all the houses within the... And when I say brown, I mean the color brown. All of the houses within the condominium development were named after Confederate... leaders.
Was Mosby a Confederate general?
Yes, he was, of course. And I believe we lived in the Stonewall was ours. And it would be two above ground houses and then a downstairs underground one. But you can understand with these 10 courtyards of just house after house after house after house, you could clean up on candy because there was no space.
I remember
houses.
In Middleburg, Virginia, there was a place called Mosby's Tavern.
Yeah.
I think there was a bar. John Singleton Mosby, also known by his nickname, the Gray Ghost, was a Confederate Army Cavalry Battalion commander in the American Civil War.
Yep. They named everything after Confederate generals. Just occurring to me, they probably could cancel the entire development right now.
He was born.
If it's still there.
It is. It's on Glengyle Drive in Vienna.
Mike, did you know, this is what's crazy. When I was going to, for those of you who missed it, shame on you. Make sure you listen to Monday's show where we save Pony's life.
Yes.
On my way out, I drove by Paul the Sixth.
Yes, PVI, we used to call it.
It's next to JFK. JFK.
Yeah, it's not Paul the Sixth anymore, though. Paul the Sixth has doesn't it have a bigger environment? No, you know what I'm thinking of? It used to be Fairfax High School, then it became Paul the Sixth.
Well, it's been Paul the Sixth for a million years.
It's not anymore.
What is it?
It was the school right next to the McDonald's.
Yeah, it's all luxury townhomes.
What?
Oh, really?
I drove by, I'm like, when did this happen?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like completely redeveloped.
Yeah.
And then that Rite Aid on the corner that was just terrible to drive into.
Couldn't get there, yeah.
Is a medicinal marijuana establishment.
So many suburban areas are constantly changing. You know, the old great cities of America at least stay the same. Old great cities like New Orleans, Louisiana, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes, Megan.
Which reminds me, TMOS Live is happening April 15th at the House of Blues in New Orleans. And if you missed out on ticket pre-sales, don't worry. No worries whatsoever. Tickets go on sale to the general public, that's you, on Tuesday, November 1st. We can't wait to return to the Crescent City and to the House of Blues. God, we had a good time a few years back.
So fun.
We're going to do it again. It's right in the center of everything, smack dab in the middle of the French Quarter, so you know it's going to be a good time. And what a legendary venue. Great sound, great vibe, and every seat has an awesome view. There is no better place than the Big Easy to have an amazing TMOS weekend with all of the Americans from around the world. Make it your destination for fun. Get ready for a weekend that you may not remember, but one you'll never forget. How about that, Rob Spiewak? Good writing there.
I like it.
TMOS Live 2023. Remember, tickets up for grabs November 1st for the big show on April 15th. 2023. We'll see you there.
Ooh, Lord.
I don't know what's going to happen on November 1st. I would be ready on November 1st.
This is just for some background here. Tickets continue to sell, so thank you for that.
Awesome.
If you haven't received the link, hit me up directly. I will confirm your subscription and send you the link.
And don't share the link.
What was it? Trust but verify.
Exactly.
And then that's how I do at home. And then I'll send you the link. But why I say to buy the tickets is there is a grouping of seated seats, a very minimal amount that we have held
back.
For general admission.
Okay.
That could be upgraded. So, but you need to have your general admission seat to be put in that pool.
Okay. I see.
So we're going to roll some seats in for the show. So that be aware. That's what Oscar's saying. Be aware of that. I can't tell you how to purchase tickets, but in the past, some people
You didn't get any for Carla and maybe her mom? Hold on. Where are they going to sit?
I don't know. Well, Carla's coming with me, so she'll be backstage. Okay. She doesn't watch the show. She just drinks Prosecco.
Okay.
Anyway, what happens?
I purchased tickets. This is what you have to do through Live Nation. You actually have to purchase them. I purchased tickets for your family.
I was with him when we sat down. Yeah. We actually set aside tickets for all our loved ones.
Yeah. Loved ones. We got four. Because it'll be Carla.
You'll have
a guest.
All our loved ones.
Did one for Carrie as well.
No.
Yes, you did. Saw you do it.
I tried to, and you walked out, and then it wouldn't let me buy more tickets.
Well, then. Here's another Carrie's thing
coming
I don't
in
understand.
With us in the back door.
Yeah. No, but we still, if she wants to sit in, if she wants a side seat.
But Carrie's
we'll work on it.
Carrie be even we'll more happy to sit back with Carl and drink Prosecco.
She probably would.
But you have cousins.
They're on their own. They're on their own.
No, we'll take care of
it. Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say, and I'm not, I shouldn't say this, but I have to. In shows past, people like buy more than they need and then try to sell them. Please don't do that.
Don't do that.
No, no.
Don't do that.
Get the ones you need so that
don't
everybody gets
that
a
again,
shot at.
Don't do that again, Dirk.
He never did that.
I know.
He never did that.
Dirk was salty that he wasn't on the list to take care of little Michael.
Oh, that caused a little bit of a hubbub.
Let it go, Dirk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was interesting. I was like, I don't know what show you all listen to, but, it's not like we have a great... Mike has a big swath of people that are responsible to choose from. I just happen to be the closest to him.
It would be a great promotion, though, especially in the days of radio some years ago, where you got a listener was the legal guardian of your child and a power Porsche.
A listener posted that my sister should handle him through adolescence.
Mm.
Then Oscar takes him in the teen years. And then there was somebody else I forgot. Oh, Rob. Then Rob for some particular reason that I wasn't.
Thank you for remembering.
You were sleepaway camp.
Yeah. I swear to God, I would if I could. I don't remember what it was. You're sensitive enough about this subject, which came out of left field. I didn't even think that you would be bringing
it up. I was shocked. I was like, you won't believe this, Shannon. Rob thought he was going to be considered to get little Michael.
I just want to be considered. I don't have to win. I just
she said the Rob that just almost died. I said yes, that Rob.
Yeah, well,
did she say the Rob completely? Did she say the Rob that's skinnier than my husband?
No.
You know what? I think that's that dumb. Rob will
and
be
should. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm chubby.
Yeah,
but Rob is, you know, making amazing progress in his life.
Wow.
And you know, I'd probably be more enthusiastic if that coincided with a general work performance that was you know, just off the charts. But
right,
you know, it is what it is. We have to accept what we accept, and we do. We've accepted it, so that's it. But that might change my viewpoint. But you know, if it was
probably
just like,
not worth it.
My God, the new Rob. The new Rob comes into work and is like doing this for this person and this for that. And that, you know, maybe that'll follow. Maybe right now you're dealing with, you know, all the effort that's required to change your life dramatically, which you have in 7 months. My God, we're all proud of you. And then maybe that'll come down the road. No, it won't. All right. Anyway, let's move on, shall we?
You had a great conversation with yourself just then. I'm surprised you turned out to be right. Because the other side argued a good thing, too.
Hey, no, you are who you are. We accept
and
you
know
are.
What? I think we all
and
are.
And we love who you are. That's the way it
well,
is.
Well...
So, I want to throw this out at you.
Topic shift.
Do you want to say something before we move on?
Compelling.
Because now I feel guilty.
No, you mustn't feel guilty.
Now I feel guilty. I
am as God made me, just with less liver.
Your line that you were proud of, and you should be, get ready for a weekend that you may not remember, but one you'll never forget. Beautiful line.
I was happy with that. That was
beautiful happy with line.
What a great day. We settled.
Not good enough to take care of a child, but certainly good for a piece of copy.
Look, in that circumstance, nobody's winning, okay? Especially me and Carla. That would mean that we were somehow something horrible had happened.
It'd be curtains. You know?
Don't let Oscar teach him how to write.
No.
I'll be around for that.
Hire the best tutors.
He's already kind of far along on that journey.
Maybe he could teach Oscar to write.
I don't know how it's going to shake loose with him as he goes into like fourth, fifth, and then into the middle school years. But right now,
fifth is a hard grade. Fifth is a hard grade, and I think that he's going to do very, very well. So it's,
he's got one more year before that. So we'll see what's happening. Now, getting back to Florida,
yes,
and
Florida,
you know, you forget in the rest of the country what we have gone through down here, and you don't. Realize that there is nowhere you go, there is nobody you talk to, there is no conversation that doesn't involve it, where you're talking about what happened to you, what happened to a friend, friends of yours that lost people they love, friends of the people that, you know, lost to everything they have.
Their entire
people
life,
people that are less than 10 minutes from me right now, that I believe today are moving out of the Hertz Arena, where they have the major concerts down here, and they're moving into North Fort Myers in another facility. There are people that are requiring shelter to this day, and the thing that I saw, and this is what frustrates me a little bit, a commercial that I looked at my wife and I said, should I be pissed off about this? In a commercial, there are many. This is not the only client that's doing this. A commercial comes on for the room store. And the general gist of it, I'm not quoting it verbatim, is this. We have furniture. We are here to help you in these difficult times. We have furniture available immediately. And I looked over at my wife and I said to her, they're really not doing anything other than what they should do. They are a furniture store that has furniture. Are they saying that their contribution to helping the people in need is to give them the opportunity to not wait for a long delivery period for furniture they're going to pay full price for?
That sounds
that's
like
the
it.
Case.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
And we understand there are people out there that are hungry because of the devastation of Hurricane Ian. We are a restaurant and we are open. And you can pay for
food.
There
are places all over the place that are giving free food.
Yeah, but that's not what they're doing. They're using their opportunistic.
And car dealers, the same thing. We're here for you with 60 months. Is it free financing? Something along those lines.
Sure.
Or and I'm sitting there going, you're not, if you're not really giving something away, if you are not giving something up, you are exploiting this tragedy
100%.
By saying we are here to help you. And I say F you to that. There are ways you can phrase it, but they're not doing it that way. What they're doing is they are, and by the way, insurance companies, the way I get it, our babysitter's daughter, Shauna, who we went to her wedding recently, and she's a nurse down at Health Park where they flooded. I mean, guys.
Yeah.
Where the hospital flooded and all the cars in the lot for the employees at the hospital were lost. And the way I understand it, insurance has moved quickly enough where she is already in a vehicle. But make no mistake, the insurance company paying a claim quickly is helping people, but the dealership is getting what they get for these cars.
Of course.
So it just pisses me off a little bit, you know?
Maybe I don't know if it's, we're here to help. Look, my understanding of furniture is it takes months to get anything.
It can if it's not made yet. It depends if they warehouse it. If you're having something custom built, like if you choose, I like this model of sofa in this fabric, you're going to wait months.
Really custom? I remember walking into Macy's and buying a couch 10 years ago, and it took 6 months to get to me.
You got to listen to what I'm saying is if they warehouse
of your discussion,
it, they can do it. Yeah, but
regardless of warehouse or you have to wait, it is not.
They're not doing anything for you.
It's not a favor.
No.
It's a favor if you are discounting it by 30%.
What if
it's a favor?
We're here for you. Like, they didn't get wiped out. We're here. Like, here.
Well, that's what the ad agency would say.
I'm just, you know.
You know you don't believe in that. But you're trying to be, God bless you, you're trying to be devil's advocate.
Here, not like here, like location. We are still here.
It's not like that. We're here to help you is more like it was.
We're here.
And you're
we
there.
We haven't gone anywhere.
And by the way, a friend of mine owns a flooring store got wiped out. So all his inventory that he had.
He's not there to help to the sell. He's just not there. But the furniture's still.
I don't even want to be a part of this. This is ugly and misguided.
He's making my brain hurt. He is making my brain hurt right now. Anyway, they are cuffing the people that now, instead of Florida cuffing people with voter that were told they could vote legally,
right?
Even though they're people that have done very bad things in many cases, convicted felons,
yes,
for very bad crimes, they were told they could vote, and now they're putting the cuffs on them because they voted. Smacks of voter intimidation. Put the cuffs on the people that are, you know, coming down here to sneak into places and steal stuff.
Another bureaucratic office that's simply politically driven when you still have rebuilding to do? I ask that question.
They need to prioritize.
Yes. Governor Ron DeSantis' offices of election crimes and security.
Yeah. Why even bother? Like, take those people and say, hey, guys, we're going to trust the system. Go and help rebuild Fort Myers.
Because they can't make
welcome
laws.
Welcome to the Office of Election Crimes and Security. We understand your neighbor has explained to us that you are a convicted felon and you voted. Would you get in the back of the car? We would like to see you down at the station house.
I would love for DeSantis to walk in and be like the Nazi in Raiders of the Lost Ark. And he goes, we are not thirsty.
It's a weird state.
Are
sometimes.
Your people? Still is. I listened to the Daily from this past Sunday. Hi, Maddie. They discuss the outside chance that this storm, maybe the storm that creates what is that momentous insurance, like it's going to break their backs to say it's going to be almost impossible to insure anything in Florida. Have you had any questions or conversations with your fellow homeowners down there?
Yes. Yeah. People are freaked out about it. And, you know, we are, I would say in some cases, I am less than 3 miles away, 3 miles away from what could have been my house flooding out.
Devastation.
And that would have been devastating. And, you know, the insurance situation here regarding flood insurance down in Florida has been untenable for a very long time because it's so expensive you can't afford it. So that's how they get by it. They charge so much that they can
10 to 20K a year. Just
yeah, it's so expensive. So yeah, I mean, you're gonna have, we've gotten whacked by so many of these things that they're wondering what it's gonna be. I am told, and knock on wood, please Jesus, this was a 500-year storm.
Yeah,
for our specific area. But do you really think it's a 500-year storm if you believe in the fact that these storms are getting more powerful and bigger? There weren't any storms.
Yeah, if you look,
there weren't any storms this year except that one, mm-hmm. and it happened to come right up my tailpipe, for Christ's sake.
If you look at climate change, you can't say that because you don't know where we're headed. There's no precedent. So you can't you can't say that.
Yeah, but the room store is here for us.
That's
right. If we have any. Yeah, to hell with the insurance companies. Furnitures. We have furniture that we will sell to you at full price because we're here to help you. Lick my Irish bag.
Will they also insure the Ottoman?
I'm sorry. You're asking too much.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and lots of good stuff in the homepage today. We'll be back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Power 95, Twitch patrol lines are open. Hi, who's this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
Okay. Is this Jim Amato?
No.
Have I had fun with you within the past 2 months?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to 1,000. Are you Rick Scoville?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
No.
Are you Linda Herr?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you to get tickets to the Mike O'Meara Live Show in New Orleans on April 15th at 8 p.m. at the House of Blues. Tickets are on sale to the general public on November 1st.
Because of you, I'll be in New Orleans.
Yay! Love that promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. A recent report shows that consumer debt, like interest rates, has increased to historic numbers. Mm. With the home equity that many homeowners currently have, it's a good time to consider tapping into that equity to save money every month. According to my good friend and a good guy all around, Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, just because you have a low interest rate doesn't mean that you shouldn't refinance and take cash out to save money. And if you were to wrap in a car loan, credit cards, or student loans, you can save hundreds, if not thousands, per month, even with a higher interest rate. If cash flow relief is the priority and you want to get your head above water, the rate is irrelevant. Now, listen, I know there's a lot to think about, but Mark Livingstone can explain it
he
to
knows.
You, and he can tell you how to do it. Credit cards and second mortgages are in the double digits, and in some cases, the cash out is tax deductible. Call now to check out what these guys can do for you, because they're the best. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call Cornerstone First Financial today, the number one rated mortgage company of all TMOS listeners, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And it's a lot on your plate, but they will negotiate it for you and they'll show you how it's done.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and we start today with Kanye West, along with his along with his anti-Semitic remarks. Kanye West has also recently made comments regarding the death of George Floyd. Mm. Kanye has come to believe that Floyd did not die from police officer Derek Chauvin's knee being smashed into his neck for more than 8 minutes. In fact, Kanye claims Chauvin's knee was never on Floyd's neck in the first place. Instead, he thinks Floyd was killed by fentanyl. Well, the mother of Floyd's daughter, Gianna, is planning to sue Kanye on her behalf for harassment, misappropriation, defamation, and infliction of emotional distress, and she wants $250 million in damages. And incidentally, if there were drugs in his system, I could care less. You see the tape.
You see what happened
with it.
It
exacerbated whatever situation was going to happen anyway.
This is beyond, and I'm not no Kanye apologist. For some time now, we have been discussing here on the show for about a year and a half. I think it's easy to say that this is beyond like he's having a manic episode.
Right.
He has been asked to leave JPMorgan Chase, the bank. He's broken ties with Adidas, or they've broken ties, essentially with them. And then what any big company would do, use their designers to create, you know, the brand and keep moving along. He's been kicked off social media. He purchases
Parler,
which God knows what he's going to do with that. You sit here and you're like, when is someone going to literally, instead of just excommunicate him from society, like get him some help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care.
No, I agree. I agree. He should be.
I mean, I really
don't.
You can only do so much to give
people like a second chance. He's made his own bed, but I'm also in a space where he's made his own bed. He's paying the price, but this is not. These are not the actions of a sane person.
There are a tremendous number of artists in the music community mm-hmm. that I consider geniuses. I do not consider, nor have I ever considered Kanye a genius in any area that he has professed to be a genius. I don't. Has he made some good records? Absolutely he has. I think there are many, many, many hundreds, if not thousands of artists that are better than Kanye. Yeah. And as far as a designer is concerned, I think he got lucky with that. I just don't like the guy and I don't like what he does. And this guy was tooting his own horn forever. And you're right. If there's something at play here, then yeah, get help.
But his actions are unacceptable.
Tired of it.
Yeah.
And, anyway, the attorney sent Kanye a cease and desist letter saying, quote, Mr. Floyd's cause of death was well settled through evidence. It was.
Yeah.
How cruel is this? This is up with Alex Jones cruelty. You know, as far as putting the family through this.
I feel the same way about Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Except the most concerning aspect of Kanye is his reach.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's true.
It's sad.
That's true.
Anyway, the results have been presented in courts of law during the criminal and civil trials that were the result of the untimely and horrific death. Nevertheless, you have maliciously, this is coming from the person that's suing Kanye, you have maliciously made statements that are inaccurate and unfounded, causing damage to Mr. Floyd's estate and his family. Other members of Floyd's family may file suits on their own.
Hope
so,
they do.
I don't know, man. Let's go to the other side of the coin and give you an elderly celebrity now that's doing some good.
Oh.
Sir Rod Stewart has rented a home for a family of 7 Ukrainian refugees. The veteran pop rocker and his wife, Penny Lancaster, are renting a house in Berkshire for a husband, a wife, Rostislav, and Olena and their 5 children after they fled Ukraine following Russia's invasion. He told the Daily Mirror that he and Lancaster will pay both the rent and the bills for at least a year as the Ukrainian family continue to settle in their new home. The singer and Lancaster decided to take action after watching devastating scenes unfold on TV news. Rod and his nephew Warren then came up with a plan to fill trucks up with supplies and take them to the Ukrainian border. The trucks brought 16 refugees to Berlin. Afterwards, he got in contact with Rostislav and his family, who were not part of the 16 brought back by his vehicle, which led him renting the home for them. The Mirror added that he's also provided 2 other refugees with jobs on one of his estates. So that's good.
Yeah,
I like that.
I know
right?
that Oscar saw him at a restaurant once, but you don't hear a lot of bad stuff about Rod Stewart, except he recorded an album of standards.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I didn't just see him. He was this close.
Yeah, he was right there. Oh, here he is.
There he is, Rod Stewart. We go back and forth with our celebrity news today. Back to the bad. Tom Brady says he's finding it nearly impossible to focus on his personal life half the year. He explains he feels like NFL seasons are similar to going away on deployment for the military. Tom, you're known as the guy.
Yeah.
You're known as the GOAT. You're retired. You would have been a god for the rest of your life.
All he's doing is decaying his own image now. Everything he does.
He's wearing it out. No. Throwing a football is not the military. You can't do that in the United States. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers star shed light on his struggle with work-life balance while talking with Kevin Durant on this week's episode of the Quarterback's Let's Go podcast. The 45-year-old admitted, even though he tries to place an emphasis on certain aspects, of his off-field life during the football season, he always finds himself buried in his job instead. Listen, I've been there, been through two of them. You go a little bat-ass crazy. You do. You go crazy. You go crazy, crazy, crazy.
You don't win Super Bowls when you're when you're fighting.
No, but you can still cash checks.
You still cash checks, but it's crazy, especially if you're in love with your family and you're happy and everything seems to be okay and you get a little bit blindsided. Giselle has left Tom because of his obsession with football. It sounds like that's legit from what he says. And the two have started the process of a divorce, already hiring high-profile attorneys in Florida. So
the guys on Get Up, Dominique was paneling this morning, and they were all, I guess, pontificating if this was the worst return from retirement or unretirement a professional athlete has ever had. We talk about Michael Jordan coming back.
Yeah, Sam Huff.
This guy.
Did he retire?
Yeah, he retired, I think, the season of 71 and then came back. Yeah.
I
read his book, Tough Stuff by Sam Huff.
I don't think... thank you for maintaining the contemporary nature of this program. I have to tell you, I don't think they go particularly well most of the time.
No.
Right?
Well, it worked out for Jordan in the long run.
Yeah, he came back and did okay. Yeah. But it's just a...
He wasn't much of a baseball player.
This is where the rub is. The TB12 method does not allow, feelings or emotions to get in the way of winning.
Yeah.
His whole brand
is
besmirched.
Yeah.
Because of
this sullied
performance.
Yes.
One of the things I hate to bring Big Blue into it, but one of the things I love about my new Giants coach, Brian Daboll, it's not my coach, sorry, the coach of the Giants, is he's got the smarts and he's got the emotion.
Yeah.
He goes out of his mind when they win and he's dancing with his... I love that. It's fantastic.
And I think, was it Chris Rock that told us don't put the pee on the pedestal?
Yeah.
Right?
Now you had to work that in, didn't you?
I think it was actually Franklin Roosevelt.
The lead economist at a travel app called Hopper.
Hopper!
Happy. Welcome to Happy.
Happy.
Says the best time to buy... I don't know what it is. We're both weird that way. Maybe I've got a little of your problem, too. Happy. Hopper.
Who's a great painter?
Dennis Hopper.
No, he's an actor. I was thinking of the painter. Edward Hopper.
Happy.
Hopper.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah.
The best time to buy plane tickets for the holidays is this week.
Right.
And we're in the middle of it, so move. And I would assume that's for going forward. Prices tend to spike in summer when the first wave of people plan their trips, and they usually bottom out in mid-October when there's a lull in bookings. Over the next few weeks, expect ticket prices to start increasing $10 to $15 per week. And as the holidays get closer, $10 to $15 a day. My daughters already have their plane tickets.
Good.
She says, don't expect to get a deal by booking last minute this year. Last second tickets for Thanksgiving could cost $400 more than they do now and $500 more for last minute Christmas flights. So don't wait too long.
You see,
and by the way,
this is
Christmas Eve is a good deal right now if you get it.
This is good advice because I was going to fly to Baltimore for the holidays and now I think I'm just going to drive.
Thank you. That's wonderful. I think it's a great idea. I think that's great, Rob.
Let's save
by the way, here's some left field advice. This is out of nowhere. When you're on a plane, use sunblock. Just like if you were going to the beach.
Why?
Someone talked to a dermatologist, says we should all wear sunblock on planes, especially on long flights. You're exposed to more UV rays at 30,000 feet.
Hopper!
Whether you're on the window or not, Hopper. Hopper. We're running late. I got to get through this.
Okay.
National New Friends Day, Pony. This one's for you.
Hooray. Right.
Yes. I told you this was a good one. It's National New Friends Day. When you're supposed to consider making room for new connections in your life.
Sure.
Choose wisely. A new poll looked at the top traits we look for in a friend, and here they are. Number 10, approachability.
Yes.
Number 9, a good listener. Number 8, they're helpful. Number 7, they're funny. Number 6, they're caring. Number 5, they're friendly. Number 4, kindness. Number 3, you can rely on them. Number 2, they're loyal. And number 1... they are trustworthy.
Ah.
There you have it. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, there you go.
This is great to know.
Hopper.
Hopper!
And, now a little something, something. And by the way, you know what it is. When I don't have one good line, I give you three average ones.
Oh, it's a triple hit.
A 19-year-old man in Pennsylvania named Cole Williams was buried. Was busted last month.
Oh, my God. Hopper!
A 19-year-old man in Pennsylvania named Cole Williams was busted last month after he was caught with a six-month-old kangaroo, which was trying to sell. A 19-year-old man in Pennsylvania named Cole Williams was busted last month after he was caught with a six-month-old kangaroo, which he was trying to sell on Facebook Marketplace. Someone ratted him out, and when officials paid Cole a visit, they found the kangaroo hidden in his bedroom closet. The kangaroo was illegally imported, but the details of how it got there are unclear. The kangaroo was seized and taken to a facility where it will be cared for. Cole pleaded guilty to several charges, but it sounds like he'll get off with undisclosed fines.
Ah.
It sounds like he must have been hopped up on something. And it's 2022. There is no reason for the kangaroo not to come out of the closet. Seriously, after spending time in a dark closet, the kangaroo was a little jumpy. Thank you very much. Thank you. Very good. It needed sound effects, Rob. Thank you very much.
Right?
It's perfect. It enhanced it. And, you know, I wouldn't even mess with it in post-production.
Don't touch it.
Take a break. When we come back, oh, I don't know, something.
Yeah, something, certainly.
I might need your help. No, we'll take a quiz. It's the phobia quiz when we come back on the Mike O'Mara show. Oh, Nikki, too.
Yeah.
Who is the captain now?
Hi.
My name is...
Huh?
My name is...
What?
My name is...
Rob Spiewak.
Excuse me. Can I have the attention of the audience for 1 second? Hi, kids. You see, now he's real skinny, but he used to be fat. He works with Pony, but he calls him Matt. He raps on the podcast about this and that. Adjusts the thermostat with a baseball bat. I don't know. What the f*** was Rob thinking with that every night drinking? Nearly killed his liver swimming in a vodka lemonade river. Thinking about it makes me shiver. I'm talking about Spiewak. Now he's on the right track, but here comes the blowback. So you're a big spender. Use the show shopping center. Click the banner to order. Get yourself a recorder. MichaelMaraShow.com is the website to click on. Let your troubles be bygone. The conclusion is foredrawn. What time does the show come on?
Don't forget, shop online through the TMOS portal by clicking the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. A little something for you and a little something for them. Click it now, you fools.
Hi.
My name is...
Huh?
My name is...
What?
My
very impressive. Is
Rob, that is something else, Mark Riddell. Really?
Yeah, Katie, open all really here.
Good. Love it.
That's
love
fantastic.
It.
That's his daughter, too, right?
Yeah.
That's his daughter on there.
That is Rachel right there. Yeah.
Great job, Rachel. Great job, Twitch. We appreciate that. Hey, the weather is gorgeous, so lighten up and enjoy it. Dadgrass is great anytime. It can help you chill out before a big meeting or be the replacement for a glass of wine at night.
Nice.
Dadgrass is legal organic hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp. It's easy to dose and the effects come on smooth.
When I tell you I use it in the evenings when I get home.
Yeah.
I subscribe to it. It arrives every 2 weeks. I get a tincture, the classic formula. That's
yes.
The way I go. And I feel great in the mornings. No hangover, no nothing.
It is amazing. There's no residual effect.
I think
effect.
That's I love hearing you do that, and I know you'd use it, and it's good for people to try, especially even if you've never done it before. I think it can be fine for you. Try their token smokable pre-rolled joints, or if you prefer, hemp flower, or their selection of CBD tincture drops. Whether you're looking for a new buzz or a chill way to enjoy an old favorite, Dadgrass will leave you in a euphoric mood. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the United States. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS to check out their products. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS for 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Was watching a movie last night. It's called Divergent. It stars
Aaron Rodgers' ex-girlfriend.
Aaron Rodgers.
That's what it says in the credits, but what's her name?
Let me find it.
Woodley.
Woodley?
That's the last name, right?
Woodley Hopper.
Her last name is Woodley Hopper. Her name is Woodley Hopper. Well, one of the things in this sci-fi is they deal with their fears. They go into their brain and they see what their fears are about. So when I saw that you wanted to do some kind of phobia quiz today.
Shailene Woodley.
Shailene Woodley.
See, and, I did not know this, Mike.
She plays Triss.
Phobias were first discussed in 1786 by an American physician named Benjamin Rush, who coined the word phobia, which comes from the Greek god of panic and terror, Phobos.
Ooh.
It's fresh for me because I am semi-phobic regarding flying. If I have a smooth journey, as I had this past weekend, even with all the hassles of it being, row 30. Oh, by the way, I got corrected by our good friend, Joel Rogers.
Yes.
Who flies the Airbus 10,000 or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, he is actually a pilot. Yeah.
He's a pilot for one of the big, huge ones.
Yeah.
Where they're 3, 3, and 3.
I was on a 3 plane. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I thought my plane was big too. So sorry, Joel. And he said it was cute, which is another way for calling me a candy ass. Hey, Mr. Small Plane.
I mean,
but thank you.
You know what's a small plane, Mike? Is an island hopper.
Hopper. Bottle jumpy.
What we have here, originally, a phobia was defined as an imaginary or undue fear of something that probably won't hurt you.
Mm.
Okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the name of the phobia, and you have to tell me what that is you're scared of.
Oh,
okay.
I love it. I had no idea it was going to go in this direction. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. Coulrophobia. C-O-U-L-R-O. Coulrophobia.
Is that scared of the cold?
No. Mike?
Fear of foreskin.
Oh, Mike.
It's fear. Pony, you want to play?
Is that an anteater?
I'll play, but I have no idea.
Coulrophobia. I'll give you a hint. This one became a more popular or noticeable phobia after they arrested John Wayne Gacy.
Oh,
fear of clowns.
Oh, my God. I got it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get it until he gave the hint. That was an easy
hint. Well, it's a good hint, I suppose.
All right. What is it? It's coulrophobia?
C-O-U-L-R-O. Coulrophobia or coulrophobia. Coulrophobia, yes.
Fear of clowns.
Okay. Acarophobia. A-C-A-R-O. Phobia. Okay.
Fear of heights.
No, that's acrophobia.
That's what you just said.
No, I
you
said...
You just sent that.
Acarophobia.
Acaro.
Spell it.
A-C-A-R-O. Acarophobia.
Acarophobia.
Fear of near places?
Pony,
you want to jump in. Do you know it?
Yeah. Is that fear of open spaces?
No, it's fear of tiny insects.
Oh.
Ooh. Like as they say on the Eastern Shore, Mike. No
bugs. Ew.
This one is easy, so I'm going to skip it. It's called kayak phobia, and it means you're scared of kayaks.
I don't blame you, man. I don't like those things.
Flip
and,
over
you know,
and it's curtains.
I don't know. I seriously don't know if I will ever be not fat enough to get in a kayak.
A kayak is built for a certain person.
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it ain't me. Yeah.
It's right. Pony.
Yeah,
built for Pony.
I have a kayak.
He does. He has one in his car.
In his car.
An inflatable, right?
Yeah. Just in case a storm breaks out.
You never know.
What an a-hole.
Thanks for the reminder, Oscar.
Sorry.
Appreciate it.
Batrachophobia. B-A-T.
Buttrachophobia?
No, batrachophobia. Mm. B-A-T.
Buttress. What is short for buttress?
R-A-C-H-O-phobia. Batrachophobia.
Fear of enclosed spaces.
Oh, Butterfingers. Fear of Butterfingers.
Not neither of them, right, Pony?
Jesus. No, what is that? What is that game? Baccarat. That's the closest word I can think of.
No.
I got nothing.
Okay, well, thanks for playing the game. It's fear of frogs. Fear of frogs.
I would never put that together.
This is great. Jesus. I love these. There's so many I don't know.
I love this one. Tetraphobia. T-E-T-R-A.
Mm.
Fear of mazes?
No.
Fear of... I mean, Tetris is too easy. Is it high touch spaces or high touch areas?
No, it's because, and this is based in many cultures, the word four is similar to the sound of the word death, particularly in Mandarin, Korean, and Japanese. Tetraphobia is scared of the number four.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weird one.
In Japan, because
you're Mr. Asia.
Yeah.
Well, their, won't go there, but you'll talk about it. Four is the same word for death.
I just said that.
Yeah, were you listening?
Is there a phobia for someone who gets a plane ticket and then doesn't use it?
Never forget, right, Pony?
Yeah, never forget, Rob.
We got time for a couple more, Rob. We're running late.
All right. How about this one? Trypophobia, or trypophobia, I guess it is. T-R-Y-P-O phobia. Trypophobia.
Mm. Fear of Austin. Angry former Navy men.
No, I'm sorry. You know what? You're barking up the wrong tree.
What about
okay?
Fear of, well, scared of the dark.
No, Pony?
Is that the one where you're afraid of like tiny holes, or is that tryptophobia?
He actually got it right.
Yeah,
it's trypophobia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
fear of tiny holes. Explain.
Clusters of little holes. This was identified as a phobia in 2003 when the image of a seemingly maggot-infested human breast circulated the internet.
It's like these people wouldn't like Dr. Pimple Popper.
No.
Is that kind of what it's similar to, that type of
thing? Like little things, like bugs walking into holes or coming out of holes. Ooh, heebie-jeebies.
And used as a horror movie vehicle quite frequently.
Absolutely. Halloween, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, how about this one? This one, I'll give you a hint. This applies to all of us, I believe. Paganophobia. P-O-G-O-N-O phobia. Paganophobia.
Pagano.
Fear of Italian widows.
That's a no good. I'm sorry, that's a wrong.
Hey, Mrs. Pagano, I still see you wearing a bigger black dress.
Fear of powder.
No, I'm sorry, the movie?
No, like powder.
This is the last one, unless you've got a real kicker.
Go ahead, Pony.
If it applies to all of us, is it fear of dead air?
No, it's fear of beards. Beards?
Beards. Why are we scared?
It was just...
That's weird. Yeah,
and I hold in my hand the last phobia.
Yes.
Siderodromophobia.
Give that to me one more time, please.
Siderodromophobia.
Fear of vinyl siding.
No.
Fear of apple cider.
No. Pony?
Fear of anything to do with vinyl at all?
No. It goes back to the Greek words meaning iron road angst. Siderodromophobia is fear of trains. And it goes back to 1879 when people were scared of the new iron horse that was traversing America.
In fact, when they were putting the first cinema out and they had a picture of a train coming towards the people ran out of the theater.
They
remember
that. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know what's really scary is when the train goes into a little hole.
that freaks people out. Make America great again.
It does.
Anyway, we'll take a break and we will come back with Nikki Diamond.
Yay, Nick.
Big week in the NFL. We'll get all the skinny and find out how he's doing being on the run from the law.
It's a brand new bouncing bundle of mirthfulness on the latest bonus show. Here's a sampling of this week's delivery.
I marry them when I want to marry them, and I make them when I want to make them.
Dad to be.
Dad to be.
Oh, no, not yet.
The rhythm he uses is that of salsa music.
Do this.
Just for a little bit.
What's the baby's name? Empanada.
Fontana.
What's the baby's name?
It's Jose. I named it after my brother.
Bring the baby over for Florida cake.
A womb doesn't age.
Wombs.
Yeah. A womb with a view.
How's your womb? It was called Young Wombs Dim Sum.
How is your back?
I'm very tired.
Celebrate a blessed event every Friday with the arrival of the TMOS bonus show. Get a subscription now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Has there ever been a stupider conversation divided among three people?
Welcome to our show. We were in rare form last week for the bonus show.
It was goofiness.
It was total goofiness. There's something special about fall. This is the time of year I want to tell you about this wonderful
Oh, my God,
product.
Yes.
A smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove. It is the best time to use it. It is the best time to enjoy it. You're really getting it. And we get this cold snap this week. You can enjoy all the warmth and comfort of a fire pit, plus portability, quick setup and cleaning, and best of all, no smoke. The high-tech Solo Stove construction is designed to regular... Hi, Nikki.
Oh, he's muted.
Okay. He's muted, but I see his picture.
Yes.
Which is great. There's so little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. They are brilliantly engineered. Brilliant. Absolute brilliance.
Hopper.
The brilliance can hopper. Made with stainless steel, designed to maximize efficiency. It's easy to light with just a few bits of starter. Your fire is ablaze and in minutes. They're so confident you'll love it that they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. We all have them. We all love them. Solo Stove is the best. Marshmallows not included, please. Prepare for your best outdoor memories yet and save big during the Solo Stove Fall event. Plus, use promo code TMOS at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code TMOS for $10 off on top of the fall event deals. Hurry, the fall event ends November 10th. And without further ado, coming to us from the underneath the French fry lamp at Wendy's, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the one and only Nicholas Diamond, sporting a, I believe that is a Washington Capitol chapeau today, Nikki.
Yes, it is. The only thing the D.C. sports have to root for is Alexander Ovechkin passing Wayne Gretzky in the goals total for his career, which he will do January 23rd, 2025. You heard it here first.
Write it down, baby. Yeah, it's the prop bets that we love from Nikki Diamond. Always on. Always thinking, how are you? It looks like you're in another strange place. How are you doing? Have you settled down? Has your life stabilized at all? Is everything okay with you?
We are just like the NFL, up and down. It's a week-to-week league, Mike. Yes. I'm in Buffalo, New York. That's where I am. Yes. Look,
sure,
Josh
sure.
Allen hurdled somebody. He's right out in front of me. Wow.
Sure you are. Okay. Very, very
Mike,
exciting. Yes.
May I get Nikki's take just briefly? Breaking news just yesterday as the NFL owners are getting together in their yearly owners meetings. And now there is talk about voting Dan Snyder out of the league.
Jimmy Irsay got on and talked about it, flapped his gums about it. What are you hearing in the pipeline, Nikki?
I'm hearing that they want to take him out. And I don't mean lose the team.
Oh.
I'm talking about right there with Jimmy Hoffa underneath Giant Stadium. Get rid of him forever. That's just what I'm hearing. I would never
it's the
suggest
look today.
That
it's the look. It's the look.
The glasses today.
Take him out.
Oh God!
They
every
say
week
that
it's something.
He has blackmail on all the owners, but you can't blackmail from the grave. My grandmother told me that.
Also, she was a sweet lady, Nikki.
Ah, very kind woman. Thought ahead.
There was some buzz around Podville Media this week. A very salty Dan O'Brien says after last week's picks. Nikki, apparently you owe Dan O'Brien $50.
Well, I don't know. Last week I had 3-1, so I guess Dan O'Brien sucks at math. So. Yeah. Had the under in the Commanders game, which it hit easily. Had the Bills winning. I believe I had Pittsburgh covering. Dan. There was four games. You picked the one loser. Look in the mirror, my friend.
See, Rob, we have a lot of fun with Nikki, but Nikki is very proud of his picks. He is very, very proud, and he knows his record. As a matter of fact, I think if you brought up Nikki's record for the entire season so far, you're having a strong year, Nikki.
I'm having a great year. I'm the kind of year that maybe if one needed to have someone raise their child, they might let Nikki Diamond take over because he's so making so many great decisions. A wise person that could lead a child and teach him about parlays and teasers and overs and unders and
Nikki.
And win totals.
Nikki,
and
you're not. Hold on a minute, Nikki. You're not referring to yesterday's show, are you? You're not talking about the discussion I had when I asked Oscar to caretake if something happened to my beautiful bride and I. You're not referring to that, are you?
I am totally referring to that. I mean, you asked Oscar, a man who has zero history with children and at all, so it's just a very bizarre choice. So, you know, why not hire a guy to be the coach of your team who's never coached or played football?
Okay.
He hates kids. He's never raised kids. What are you talking?
Let's move on that note. We will move on to this week's NFL action. Take it away, Nikki Dive.
How about those football Giants there, Mike? 5-1.
Yeah.
Big blue.
little thing called a correction in this world. See, when you're getting really lucky and things are going your way, it comes back down to reality. The Jaguars beat the Giants. Sorry, Mike. You had a good run. 5-1 turns into 8-9, but still improvement. Okay.
I disagree, Nikki. Hey. I disagree.
Do you want somebody who tells you the truth to raise your child? I think you do. You want to raise your kid. You can't lie to these children. Look them in the eye and tell them things are probably not going to work out for you. Make the best of it. Anyway, how about speaking about back? The Ravens, they only win during the odd weeks. This is week 7. Dan O'Brien, you probably don't get that because you don't understand math. But this is an odd number, okay? They will win and cover the spread against the Browns, -6.5. The Falcons, the only undefeated team against the spread, 6-0. Every time you bet on them, they've won this year. Let's keep it going. They're getting 6 points at Cincinnati. They can't blow anybody out. And then the Steelers, Sunday nights. Brian Flores, former Dolphins coach, now defensive coordinator. He hates himself some Tua. So, Tua, you might get about 3 concussions because they're coming after you, buddy. Just a tasteful joke, but whatever. Anyway, hope you're fine. But yes, the Steelers will definitely cover Sunday night against the Dolphins. And how about your fantasy pick of the week, your Carla? What a fantasy she is. Am I right?
Okay. It's the look this week.
Blow the hotness off her. All right. Skin glow, glow gang, glow, glow, glow be the money, baby. With CeeDee Lamb, Dallas Cowboys, Dak is back, CeeDee, go take wild. Glow be the money, glow, glow, glow your boat. Get laid down that stream of cash, baby. Let's get paid, Dan O'Brien. You are dead to me forever.
There he goes.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I love that feature more than anything. That's fantastic. We got to take a break, and when we come back, I believe it's already time for the Town of
Sound. Time for a visit to the town, Mike.
Sure. Very exciting. We'll do that. And, wow, Nikki.
He was all keyed up.
Nikki, it was the look today.
Everybody wants Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. Different shades. That's what did it, too. Yeah, they want him dead. Maybe anyway, we'll come back with that right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
TMOS traverses the internet and boldly goes into new territory.
Podcasting as we know it will be changed forever as TMOS brings you the future now.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover.
Catch the unrivaled comedy on the go, live as it happens.
Laughs tailor-made for your busy lifestyle.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover. Technology.
Synergy.
And all the your-pants hilarity that you've come to expect from TMOS.
It's TMOS streaming live on TikTok.
Watch it. It's about damn
time. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night.
Night.
Science.
Science.
Science. Good heavens, Miss Yakamoto. You're beautiful. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental health, your emotional, and your physical health as well. Did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Proper sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. Discover the new Climate 360 Smart Bed. The only smart bed in the world that actively cools, warms, and effortlessly responds to both of you. The Climate 360 Smart Bed warms your feet to help you fall asleep faster, and you can snooze longer because it actively draws heat away from your body to help keep you cool so you can stay asleep. Sleepers who use 360 Smart Bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. My sleep number setting is now a 75. Carla remains constant at a 65. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because to be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And that's cool. A new product from Sleep Number.
Sound.
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 Town.
We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
As Larry King once said, why are you doing this? Don't do this.
Why are you doing this? Don't do this.
Oh, just a quick sidebar. I'm so sorry.
That's all right.
My mom spent 15 minutes this past Sunday telling me how great a man Larry is and how much she missed him and how classy he was because he would spend so much time even remembering her name and calling her Mrs. Ceballos. Like she was pontificating about him for 15 minutes straight. And she said, I'll miss him. I can't believe he's gone. And I sat there and I was like, I will never be able to tell this woman ever that it's Mike O'Mara. That Larry King
makes me feel
never
creepy.
I was going to say, how does that make you feel, Mike?
A little bad.
But you know what? Bad. You mustn't feel bad. You've made her very happy.
Yeah. You gave this woman purpose and she feels like she's been seen.
It's, you know what it's like?
By a celebrity.
It's like when you hire someone to call your kid as Santa Claus. That's what you've done. You've made her Christmas very special.
I'm going to have to think about that tonight. I might be thinking about that when I go off to dreamland. Yeah. You know? I think it's good. It's a positive.
Yeah, you call, and then in a very great way.
Can you call his mom as Santa Claus?
She said, because this is what she said. She goes, estoy triste porque tu amigo murió. And I said, no, Señor Mike, he's still alive. She goes, no, tu otro amigo. I'm like, Rob is okay. Like, he's fine too. She goes, no, tu otro amigo de la tele, which means you're the friend from TV.
Oh,
I'm like,
Larry King.
I'm like, oh, Señor King? She goes, sí.
Sí.
Oh, God, what a show. What a show.
My God. What I say to the people when I say don't do this, I say to middle-aged baseball fans, don't think you can rap and it's okay. Because this was trending yesterday and it gave me the cringies all day. These are middle-aged Padres fans talking about how they can beat the Phillies.
Philly going down to yellow and brown. That's what's it.
Please note that
they didn't have to linger. They didn't have to. You want to give them one more try?
Yeah, maybe. I have a backup. You should note that they already lost their first game. So
Philly going down to yellow and brown. That's what's in.
I'm excited for the Padres.
Go Padres. It means
Philly going
fathers,
down.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It means fathers.
The fathers.
Meanwhile, then on the other coast, there is Bob Costas, who gets as much information as he possibly can into 30 seconds as the Yankees advance to the ALCS.
At shortstop, Kiner Falefa. The flip to Torres. And the Yankees move on and look at Torres mocking Naylor, mimicking that rock the baby motion. It's a celebration, but a subdued one. The Yankees have done what they were expected to do, and they moved on against the Astros, who will try to go to the World Series for the fourth time in the last 6 years. And the Yankees will attempt to return to the World Series for the first time in 13 years since they were last there in 2009 and beat the Phillies to win it all.
Why take a breath?
I love it, though. Yeah, I love it because he gives me what I want. Why are you mocking the man?
Because
the man
don't you think
is,
that's
is
a
one of the legends
he's
of broadcasting?
He's fantastic, but that's a moment that maybe he could let us hear
a little of the
music.
No, just let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. Because what he said at the beginning, they were expected to do that. Mm-hmm. So now he's giving the historical context at the end of the game for what's coming next. He's pre-promoting the series against the Astros, which, by the way, hey, Houston, I mean, I know you've had some issues with your football teams, but your baseball team always seems to be perennially in it. You know?
It's always easier when you cheat, Mike.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, you good memory.
There he
good
is. Memory. He never forgets. Mm. Now, absolutely. Something that I had forgotten or perhaps never knew, let's talk royalty, Mike. Did you know that in 2006, Meghan Markle was one of the briefcase girls on Deal or No Deal?
I did know that.
Yep. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
And you know what? She left on not the best terms. This is her talking about her experience on Deal or No Deal.
I didn't like feeling forced to be all looks and little substance. And that's how it felt for me at the time, being reduced to this specific archetype.
The word bimbo.
It was solely about beauty and not necessarily about brains. I was surrounded by smart women on that stage with me. But that wasn't the focus of why we were there. And I would end up leaving with this pit in my stomach, knowing that I was so much more than what was being objectified. I mean, you have to imagine, just to paint the picture for you, that before the tapings of the show, all the girls, we would line up and there were different stations for having your lashes put on or your extensions put in or the padding in your bra. We were even given spray tan vouchers each week because there was a very cookie cutter idea of precisely what we should look like. It was solely about beauty and not necessarily about brains. I ended up quitting the show. Like I said, I was thankful for the job, but not for how it made me feel, which was...
I'm going to surprise you right
smart.
Now. Okay. All okay. right. All right. We get it. I can see the point.
I felt compelled.
Yeah. I think initially when I hear that, well, you went on that show, you knew, no, probably not.
She realized it wasn't for her. Yeah.
Yeah. You audition for it and then you can get it and be excited about it. You're on a television show and you'll know you're going to be a model. You don't have to do much except open briefcases and stuff. It doesn't change the fact that you can feel that way while you're on there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
I would love to take darts and throw them at Meghan Markle about this, but you can't because she's not saying that she went into it and was blindsided. She's going into it and said she was surprised at how she felt.
How she felt, mm-hmm. yeah. And also,
and
I was
probably, I would imagine you kind of feel like a BIM every day that you're doing that kind of job.
I was fascinated at the discussion of the sort of production line of getting the girls ready.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah, it's amazing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pure efficiency.
Yeah.
This is
yeah.
the station for your eyelashes. By the way, no excuses. We don't need any powders on the stage. Here's a spray tan voucher. Don't even have to pay for it. We'll take care of you.
And I don't doubt for a second that there were probably plenty of women that were on that stage that could handle it and didn't internalize it like she did.
I knew a deal, no deal Philly model for some time.
Sat next to one at a spring training game that was, I believe, the girlfriend of Bronson Arroyo. I believe that's, we sat next to her and chatted with her at a very smart girl, actually. Yeah.
After a little research, Mike, I found some footage of Meghan in action on Deal or No Deal. Here we go.
11, go.
Meghan, open the case.
Flawless open.
A great open. It was good. It was very, very good.
Fantastic. Thank you for that.
And that's Mike, great. Let's close with this. I think you'll enjoy this. John Lithgow was on the Colbert Report. Or the Colbert Show or Late Night or whatever they call it now. And he talks about when he fell in love with acting. And it's so Lithgow that I thought you must hear it.
Good.
So we close with John Lithgow.
When did you realize you liked it?
I think I was a big campus star at college. And I think there was one particular number in a Gilbert and Sullivan opera where I stopped the show and the audience would not stop applauding. They simply wouldn't let the show go on.
Literally, what was the show?
Utopia Limited.
I don't know that
by one. Gilbert and Sullivan, their least known operetta. And I stood there just like looking at them and saying, when are you going to stop? And they didn't stop. And I thought, I'm going to become an actor. You know, it just doesn't get that.
Very few jobs involve people clapping for you for extended periods of time.
Exactly.
Mike, why settle?
Why settle? When you can select, it was an operetta. It was exciting. I liked it. And they never stop. Yes. As a matter of fact, at that university, they're still clapping today.
For you.
For you, John Lithgow.
And it's why I chose to be an actor.
We have a new role for you, John. You have to open a briefcase.
Oh, I don't want to feel that pit in my stomach. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Our thanks to Nikki Diamond. Really, what a great, great segment. Great show today, guys. Thank you for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. This is Mike O'Mara saying, why settle when you can select so long, everybody?
Hopper.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.